kind of a man is a disconnected man? Do you know anybody that you think might be disconnected? That's our topic on today's Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich, and my guest, Jim Turner, wrote a book called A Disconnected Man. Jim, welcome to Encounter. And my first question to you is, what is a disconnected man?
Great question, Judy. Thanks. It's great to be on with you. Yeah, disconnected man, the way I define it, is a man who is unaware that he is emotionally and relationally unavailable. And I say unaware because typically the men that kind of fit into this category that we're talking about they're good men. They do their duty. They go to work every day. You know, they spend time with their families. But if you were to ask their wives or those close to them, do you really feel connected to this guy? They would say no. And in some cases, the wife would say, I'm dying with this guy. I have no emotional connection, and it's really, really difficult. But the guy doesn't know. He's completely unaware that he isn't connected because he's doing everything that he thinks he's supposed to do, everything but that personal, intimate, heart-to-heart connection with those that love him. And he's missing that part, and he doesn't even know it.
How do you know about all of this?
Well, I was that guy, and it took a series of events in my life to wake me up to the fact that although, you know, I was a pastor and a Bible teacher, teaching God's Word every day, the one big thing I missed in the Scriptures was this overwhelming desire for God to have a relationship with us, and what that meant for me as a reflection of God in my life. I was able to do my duty and do everything, quote-unquote, I was supposed to do, like have a job for my family, take my wife on dates, spend time with my children, so on and so forth. But my wife and children could have told you that they just never felt emotionally connected with me throughout those years. And so I wrote about it when the Lord chose to reveal it to me in a not so pleasant way. I'll put it that way.
So you were a disconnected man, and you guys were married for how long before it was revealed to you?
About 24 years.
24 years.
Yeah.
Wow. What happened, Jim?
Yeah, another great question. And a series of events, but one particular event. And I have to tell you that this was several months after my wife had just given up and left. So she had left. She had not yet filed for divorce, but she would subsequently file for divorce. But when she left, I still didn't get it. I thought it was all something with her. I felt like I was doing my duty and so on. But it took one day in a cafe, little coffee shop in a small town in Central Oregon. My best friend at the time sat down with me, and we were just having a normal conversation. We got together regularly, chatted about family, church, and all that sort of thing. And he looked at me that day, and he said, Jim, I got something to tell you. And he proceeded to point out to me. He said, Jim, I think you could get up from this table, walk out that door, never speak to me again, never contact me again, and really not miss me and go on with your life as if we had never known each other. And it was that moment, Judy, that God said to me, this is for you. And I can see him in front of my face right now, just as if it was yesterday. And it was one of those moments that the Lord uses to say, all right, it's time for you to pay attention. And fortunately, not only did he give me that, not only did he drop that bomb on me, but he chose to walk with me through what God was going to do in my life.
How did you get through that?
You know what? I just allowed God to hurt me. I mean, I was already hurting from my wife leaving, but when that wound opened up, when my friend pointed that out to me, there was something inside me. I kept asking myself, what is wrong with me? But there was something inside me that says, okay, you don't need to try and salve this pain. You don't need to try and keep yourself busy to not feel it. You need to feel this pain. And I don't know if that's something that a counselor would recommend or not, but I just knew from the Lord that this is something I had to feel. It's something I had to learn from. It's something that I had to go through. And so I just let it happen.
What steps did you take then to become a more connected man?
Great question. That man, my best friend that pointed that out to me, I had several other male friends. The Lord just showed me several steps. And by the way, they're in the book, The Disconnected Man. But the steps that God just showed me to take was, okay, be completely transparent and vulnerable with these men. And then give them permission to speak into your life when you are not being relational. Or you're saying something goofy, or you're just not in their lives. And you know what? I had about four guys that were very faithful to that. And they called me on the carpet several times, a couple times that really hurt because I had no idea what I was doing. And then the second thing was I had adult children at the time. Well, still have adult children, but two boys, two girls, all of them from 16 to 24 at the time. And I just said that this is what I'm going through. And I apologized to each one of them and asked them to tell me. And I got to tell you, especially my adult daughters, whoo, man, you give kids permission to speak into your life and tell them that you're not going to react to that. And then once you allow them to speak a couple of times and you don't react except in a positive way, they'll tell you. But it was really, really good. My kids love me. They love the Lord, and they wanted to see God do his work. And there were a few other things, you know, people in the church just allowing them to know what I was walking through. I did find a counselor that had been through much of what I had been through, and he was a very great help. So those were some things that I did. And then the fourth thing, I think, is I just kept busy with what I was supposed to do. And then as I was doing what I was supposed to do, I kept it in the front of my mind that, okay, I've got to connect with people. People are more important than the stuff that's in front of me. Mm-hmm. And so those are some of the ways that I started to learn.
And you say that you believe a significant part of the Western male population is disconnected. What makes you believe that?
Well, just anecdotally, Judy, everyone we talk to and everyone that's gotten a hold of a book that has communicated with us just lights up and says, I mean, we've been in conversations with random groups of people, be it at dinner time or what have you. People will ask when they're getting to know us, well, what do you do for a living? And I'll say, I'm a writer. And what have you written? And as soon as I say the title, the conversation just stops for a moment. And as soon as that moment's over, like a brief pause where everybody connects with that title, The Disconnected Man, it's like their face lights up. Oh, I know that guy. And then they start talking about it. And it only gets uncomfortable when, you know, we have
person in the group that's a disconnected man.
Yeah. And she's talking about her husband that's across the table from her, right? Gets a little tough then. And I say that because I haven't talked to anybody yet that has ever said, I don't know a guy like that.
It's interesting, the statement you make, a state of blissful blindness is how you see that. Wow, that has imagery.
Yeah, and you know what that means to a disconnected man is that we do things, we don't feel things. And so if we can keep doing things and keep the drama and the emotional baggage stuff down and not have to deal with it, oh, we can get a lot of stuff done. And it is kind of blissful when you don't have to deal with anybody's drama, no one's sadness, no one's, you know, excitement. You can just plow through life getting things done. And that's what it's like, though, for a disconnected man. And, you know, he's so happy within himself because he doesn't have the emotional drama to deal with.
but he's missing so much in the relationship.
Well, he's missing everything. I mean, think of it. God, over and over and over again in his word, invites us into relationship because it's his desire. He wants relationship with us. And we are called to reflect God in that. And so I make the statement, it's a pretty bold statement in chapter 10, that a disconnected man is disobedient to nearly every command of Scripture.
Wow. Wow. Jim Turner's been my guest, The Disconnected Man. Jim, how can people get that book, either for themselves or a loved one?
Yeah, Amazon is probably the number one place to get it, Barnes & Noble online. I don't think they're carrying it in the stores any longer. It's been in the stores for over the last year or so, but the way books go these days, they kind of put them on and take them off as quickly as possible. But Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, all of the online locations that you would normally buy books. And then you can go on my website, jimturnerauthor.com.
jimturnerauthor.com. And that's for The Disconnected Man. Maybe you'd like to buy it without anybody knowing you're buying it. Go to that website, jimturnerauthor.com. Jim, thanks so much for being my guest today to talk about your experience as a disconnected man who's now reconnected.
Oh, it's been great, Judy. Thank you so much.
I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I love to do is help people find their highest potential. If you're looking for new direction in your life and you don't really know how to get from one place to another, and you need a life coach, why not try me? I have been coaching for several years now, and my joy is to help people find their place where they feel they truly belong. I'm a Christian coach, and if you're interested, you can email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlickspeaks@gmail.com to find out more.